Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
COVID-19 and how it affects our children. It's Anna and Raven. Joining us, it's Dr. Juan Salazar. He's a physician in chief infectious diseases and immunology at Connecticut Children's Medical Center.
Dr. Salazar, fact or fiction, kids, they get sick, they don't get sick with COVID-19.
So kids do get infected. There's absolutely no question about that. In Connecticut, we've tested positive over 200 kids under the age of 18, probably even more. And kids would not have gotten tested unless they had some symptoms. Now, what is correct is that for the majority of children, this will be a benign illness. That still remains the case. That's held up from what happened in originally in China, what happened in Europe and Italy, and what has happened here both in New York City and now in Connecticut. Now, having said that, we have both here at Connecticut Children's, also at Yale Children's, and certainly children's hospitals in New York City, hospitalized a number of kids who actually were sick enough to be admitted to the hospital, and some of them sick enough to be admitted to the intensive care unit. So that can happen. Here at Connecticut Children's, we have admitted 6 different patients. Two of them have made it into the intensive care unit. One remains in the intensive care unit, doing better, much better. And all of them, you know, will do fine, and all of them will eventually go home, at least from our hospital. And I've spoken to my colleagues at Yale Children's, and the same is true for them, as opposed to the large number of adult patients that are admitted to our colleagues across the state in adult hospitals. So the answer is it does affect children. In some children, it will have more severe consequences, but the majority of kids will be fine.
Dr. Salazar, what are the primary symptoms that you're seeing with kids? Because, you know, there's been a lot of changing, obviously, and the information continues to be developed. The data continues to be gathered. But first it was the fever was the greatest indicator. Then it was this. Now we're hearing about the spots on their feet. But for the patients that you're seeing there at Children's Hospital, the 6 that you mentioned that were admitted and those that were in intensive care and so forth, what were their primary symptoms?
Yeah, very good question. So the kids who have gotten admitted here to the critical care unit, pediatric critical care unit, have had pretty significant respiratory symptoms. So that means they've had pretty bad pneumonias. And that has been the, you know, the defining factor that brings them into our critical care unit. You know, one has been on a ventilator and the other one did not make it to the ventilator, fortunately. But again, it's very typical what we would see with a severe influenza-like illness. Now, having said that, I think that doesn't mean that kids couldn't get some of the other more unusual symptoms of COVID-19. But for the most part, the severe cases have a very typical respiratory illness with fever, with cough, difficulty breathing, and those are the kids that would end up in the intensive care unit. Now, we have seen a pattern that is beginning to emerge across the country, and that is that there are certain risk factors that make a child more likely to have a more severe disease than other children. And that's, I think, something that's been corroborated across the country. And that means if, you know, kids who have morbid obesity, kids who have type 2 diabetes or have a predisposition for diabetes, those kids do tend to have more severe disease. We don't know exactly why that is, but it's something that we're studying right now and try to understand why, because they do have a higher risk of coming into the hospital.
Dr. Salazar from Connecticut Children's Medical Center, thank you.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.